Welcome once more to the Coffin Club, your premier actual play podcast for amusement, entertainment, and lies. If this is your first night, don't be shy, grab a seat by the stage, and let us tell you a story. We're back with 316, Carnage Amongst the Stars. I have a courageous company of terrific troopers with me here tonight, and I'm going to introduce them in the order of least freedom-loving to most freedom-loving. And we're going to start off with Deck. How are you doing, Deck?
That intro is going to get me an angry email at some point.
That's fine. It's going to happen eventually.
Yeah, this is very telling.
I am doing okay tonight. My name is Lavender, pronouns Fayfair. I am playing Deck, pronouns she, her. A trooper known for being sort of weird and superstitious. My hamburger order is a mushroom and Swiss.
Oh, we can't keep doing this. I gotta kill ketchup this session. It can't keep happening. yes, it's wonderful to have Deck on the team. Who else is on the team? That's right, it's Pleather. How you doing, Pleather?
I'm doing good. So I am Sophie, she, her, playing Pleather, the lovable mass murderer, also she, her.
Got anything to say about Pleather, or are you just going to keep it short and sweet? Like, lives when people meet her?
She has a leather jacket, that's a name. She does not know how to console robots that don't have free will.
That's okay.
Man.
Yeah. Okay. That's very apt, very descriptive, very appropriate. Mm-hmm. Rudely interrupting, we have 69.
Aww. Yeah, I'm Bastion, she, they, playing Cooper 69, she, her, who is the funny number.
She is the funny number. Anything else about 69?
Apparently not.
Okay.
Sometimes she goes to church.
Sometimes she is the church.
One day
there's whole metaphysical discussions about that.
Yeah, you don't want to get too deep in the weeds of the rest of the stewards. Not yet. Not until you become the queen of the new schism, the new heresy.
Not until I get a shotgun.
Ah! Some real shotgun catechism.
That's right, she's really going to take him to church. And last, but certainly not least, because, boy, if there's anyone who loves freedom, it's Sparky.
Hi, I'm Grint, pronouns he, him. I am playing the newly promoted Lieutenant Sparky, whose pronouns are also he, him. He is a real starry-eyed, kind of optimistic, way too young for this job kind of guy who loves comic books and does not normally get into fights about hamburgers.
Yeah, you know what your lieutenant promotion came with?
Dress.
Besides that.
What's that?
It came with orbital bombardment. It came with the ability to use the drop pods. It came with a new power claw. It apparently didn't come with spine reinforcement.
No.
Poor
it's not standard.
Let me check the... Let me check the name list of people if I named the new sergeant. Oh. I did. Yay. Oh,
nice.
Alright, you are all not loaded up onto the regular dropship. You are loaded up on to the... what should I call it? The Terran Expeditionary Force Tactical Insertion Dropship. Ooh. Because this wasn't the one with the drop pods. You're not going to get shot out of the destroyers like a game franchise I will not legally mention. No, you've got a step between. Everybody is loading up on to the tactical dropship. you are getting into your comfy new seats, which will then turn into drop pods. It's basically like riding a coaster at a Six Flags, where it's got the overhead, you know, the over the shoulder drop down safety bars. Everybody's getting in nice and snug. You are getting anchored in, and the that's right. You got Teflon again, because Sparky is now the lieutenant who's in charge of a bunch of different companies. So Teflon has come in to the dropship with the rest of you. There is a large coffee table sized in like proportions and weight and in like width and depth and everything, a box that is centered at the center of the drop pod. And he says, "All right, everybody, this is going to be a little bit of an escort quest. We are making tactical insertion on planet Windham. Our scanners indicate that it is a predominantly jungle planet. We have a specially prepared mechanism to deploy at the heart of the root system. There is a complicated ecosystem within Windham. It's gonna be a hell of a thing if we just try to chop down every last blade of grass in pursuit of pacifying the planet. So how this is going to operate is we are going to drop in a area near a cave system that's attached to the central root system of some of the main old growth planets of Windham. Your duty is to escort the apparatus down to the center of the root cluster, hold off any enemies at the root cluster, and then properly deploy the device in order to administer a tactical ecocide in order to give us an advantage. Now, due to the construction and the low gravity makeup of the planet, we have reason to believe that deploying the ecocide will most likely disrupt the structural integrity of the planet. So, to make it abundantly clear, lieutenants, you are leading your companies down into the root system. You are to make a fighting advance and to also establish along the way beachheads and secure points so that you can make it back quickly. In order to properly expedite the retreat, we're going to be setting up anchor points at the start of the root system. You're going to tether yourselves to the anchor, and then when the job's done, you're going to remote activate the tethers. They're just going to pull you right back up to the surface. Any questions so far?
Sir, is there any anticipation of signal interference?
Underground, it's possible. Try to keep your head on a swivel. We also have relay emitters that we will be setting up at intervals in order to allow for a radio to escape the lower reaches of the planet.
And is the device pre-programmed? Is the timer on the device pre-programmed, or will we have leeway to set our own escape given conditions on the ground?
There's no timer. It's plug, play, get out.
All right, then.
Does anybody else have any questions or any commentary they'd like to make at this moment?
Any idea what sort of resistance we can expect?
Considering topographical maps of the planet and other surveillance that we have acquired, non-zero chance that the plant life itself is the danger.
This is why I collect rocks. Cool. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Good point, Trooper. Under no circumstances are you to bring foreign biological contaminant back to the ships.
there will be a cleanup after, but if you think you're going to be smart and sneaky and bring home a bushel of fruit or something so you can clink them together like martini glasses for a job well done, think again. This is an alien planet. Assume that everything here is dangerous.
I wasn't thinking about taking any fruit, but now I kind of am.
Are you saying that out loud or just to yourself?
Myself.
Okay. And what was that about a flamethrower?
I'm saying nobody has a flamethrower, do they?
Correct. Nobody has a flamethrower.
Okay. Well, Captain, may I say a few words to troopers?
Why not? Lieutenant, motivate the troops.
Troopers, this is not going to be the last time that we will descend into the unholy bowels of a planet in order to deliver a package which will secure us total victory. This will not be the last time.
It's going to be the last time for some of us.
That Yegg Squadron will show great leadership and initiative in leading the charge.
Who's going to do that, sir?
I will be right there with you, alongside you, showing you through firm command and confidence that we will not be defeated. Remember, we are the TEF, and we are invincible.
Okay, roll for that.
Yep.
Roll an 8.
There was a point during this week when... Roll 7. There was a point during this week when I was going to write down the speech, but I decided no.
No, that's not the Sparky way.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
If Sparky ever writes
down... There's only one way that I would.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, when I write down the speech that Tom Honor gives in one of his comics, Sparky is reading it, like, verbatim.
Oh, God. Yeah, see, that's the thing about Sparky.
I was just going to say, this is where... I should have been like, so which novel was that from?
That's the thing about Sparky.
You can assume he's thinking about the time that Tom Honor like went into the center of a planet to fight the mole people or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was from the Invincible Tom Honor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the thing about Sparky. He writes down speeches, but when he actually delivers a written speech, nobody pays attention. Everybody pays attention when he has to freewheel one. Your speech is punctuated with Valier going, "Woo!" And not a lot of, like, clapping, not a lot of, like, applause, but a lot of, "All right, the new lieutenant doesn't totally have his head up his ass. He's actually gonna fucking join us down there. So, let's see how that goes." Pleather, 69. Roll a d10 for me. Son of bitch. Almost had it. Alright, 69. You get to pick the number. What? You get to pick the song on the aux cord today.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
I was thinking of being mean and just immediately challenging before I even hear what what's he now gonna say, but
no, we get to
that's valid, honestly.
No, I mean, no, Pleather can do it in character, but everybody's gonna, no, you gotta let 69 actually play something first.
I punch you in the side of the head. I mean, what? Huh? No.
That's right. Everybody's favorite gem of the 2090s, Space Punch Buggy.
Yep. Play a remix of that one video of a kid jumping up and hitting his head on the metal frame of a door.
God.
just put it.
Oh, fireworks have started outside.
I guess.
Ooh, going to see the king off of the Void soundtrack.
Nice.
I can't listen to this because I'm recording.
It's really unsuitable, but it's what she would. It's stand in for some kind of something religious. Just happens to be creepy because it's probably a shitty transfer off of really old. Well, other transfers, though. Probably would just sound like shit.
Alright, does anybody want to protest this?
You probably should.
Let me see. Sorry, this is there. Yeah, I'll protest it, I guess. Just get some interest in here, yeah.
Okay, NFA check.
Well, that's not great, but... yeah, nope.
No, everybody's like, okay, this is what this is, but you gotta let 69 actually play the music for once. Pleather, you are shamed. Alternately, you can double down.
Oh no.
Pull a gun.
No.
Don't.
I'm gonna be like, okay, but just remember, when you die, this is the last music you ever heard. Just remember, it could have been different.
I'm not planning on dying today.
Yeah, and Trooper Goncharov is like, yeah, didn't you hear the lieutenant? We're going to live forever. All right. So, everybody secures themselves into their drop pods. The frames slide down around you when you are loaded like bullets into the gun as you are just fired off all at once in an burst of man missiles shooting towards the planet Wyndham. The music is continuing to play through the pods because there's like speaker systems and stuff like that, and it also is a great distraction from the sound of orbital entry at such an intimate distance. There are sensor cameras as you are hurtling towards the Earth. You make contact with the ground outside of the root system in pretty quick time. And then you keep going and going and going and going and going as the drop pods scream through the root system and the less cohesive planet of the Earth on account of the low gravity, and in a heartbeat you all just explode out into the chamber of the central root system as the drop pods literally just depressurize and shoot the bolts off the bottom, and you all just fall out into the alien horde. Congrats! You have used the drop pods, which means you automatically gain advantage on this fight. Everybody roll kills.
Is it just
our best? Are you freaking kidding me?
Oh no!
Wow!
Your gun was cold.
So is this just as with whatever we want for
your best?
Alrighty. Yep.
Big 20.
I got 4, so...
A 3.
Everything is coming up, Sparky. What are we shooting?
Why did you... Wait,
you just step out and start shooting.
Oh, that's right, you rolled the...
What?
That's right. I got confused. I forgot. That. Yeah, gun. I forgot that yours is a 3D10 machine gun now.
That's as big as that machine gun can go, I believe. At that range.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, what this looks like is, so it's like a enormous, it's like half submerged, like you're in water, you feel like. There's dozens upon dozens of these scuttling, fetid, multi-limbed plant things. Like, not to put too fine a point on it, but do you remember... God, what was the one thing from Steven Universe that had the beak? The mutant gem that had the beak?
Oh,
the centipede one?
Yeah, the centipede. You're dealing with, like, these plants that are just of various sizes and shapes and body types and body plans, but they all kind of, like, have that, like, clasping, clacking, multi-part...
So they're Deku's plants?
No. No, they're...
Like the old 64 ones.
No.
The big snapping... fine.
Get me a photo reference and we will discuss whether or not it looks like that. I am really misremembering what the centipedals look like. But just like, they have these like jaws. They have, but they have like multiple jaws, like five like pentagram jaws that just clack and clack, and they're moving things around. They're tending to the root system and structure, and just in one explosive heartbeat, Yegg Company and all the other companies that Sparky is responsible for just explode into the heart of the planet and wipe them all out.
Got them. I'm just posting all your various forms of centipedal.
I think you're thinking of the, like... Are you thinking of the Demogorgon Stranger Things, like...
I might be.
That kind of mouth?
A little bit. But like that, but it's definitely like the color scheme. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like that. But it's definitely like the color scheme of the centipedals. It is lush, rich neons with cool blacks and like chocolate browns. You're in the heart of... Yes, thank you for posting dog on that. You are in a colorful place. There is a natural bioluminescence of the thrumming roots. They are just like a sickly neon pink that pulse as they pass nutrients along, and the other smaller plants tend to the roots.
Okay, so all we have to do is keep following the roots down?
No, you're there.
Right? Oh.
We're in here.
Okay.
Yeah, you're there.
So then all we have to do is set up the... What was it called? The EcoSide device?
Mm-hmm. Which has landed with you. Perfectly intact.
What's that look like?
It's like a... Kind of like a giant drill bit, but... You have to have a bunch of troopers like hold it up into place, and then it has to have multiple screws affixed into place so it's anchored, and then somebody has to activate the hydraulics in order to make it just shoot forward a diamond tipped needle into the root system and then start injecting it with Ecocide.
Well, I'm honestly a little surprised that this has gone so smoothly.
Why would you say that out loud, sir?
Who wants to make an NFA check?
I'll try. No. It didn't.
I rolled a 4, which is below my number.
Okay. Is anybody else going to try, or is it just going to be Deck? Because you do have a success with Deck.
No. I can't. I didn't. That's that. You know what? That makes sense.
Yeah, Sparky feels good about this. This is the most successful mission as a lieutenant so far.
Dang. Perfect game.
Okay, Deck. You were paying attention during the briefing. The job was to land on the surface, set up the anchor points in the retreat system, fight your way down to the surface, deliver the Ecocide, and escape before the planet collapses. You have jumped from step A to step Y.
Cool.
Hey, Lieutenant, real quick, just a quick question. Do they got tethers on those drop pods of yours?
No, the drop pods are rocket-boosted insertion drill.
Alright, so how are we going to get out of here, Mr. This Is Going Smoothly?
Well, is there any kind of timer on the device? Or
does No,
you weren't listening during the briefing. We have to set it up and then it kills us. Sparky doesn't say that. Sparky says, no, the device goes off immediately once it is set up and armed. Okay. All right. Y Company, here's the plan. We are... We have succeeded beyond our reach. I think to ensure that the mission is successful and that as many of us make it home as possible, we will need to... Sparky stares off into the middle distance as he is thinking. And as I am thinking. Ooh, out of character, I'm wondering whether I want to say we need to split into squads and do this in reverse. Or we try and fuck with the device to put it on a timer.
That's what I was going to suggest.
I think the timer is more exciting.
You can make a NFA roll in order to consider this.
Yeah. One.
Okay.
I'll try. No. Oh, okay.
One.
All right. So 69 was considering fucking with the device. Sparky was on the fence whether or not to fuck with the device or just split up and do it in reverse. Mm-hmm. Either way, you have to fight your way to the surface, is the thing. Mm-hmm. Either way, as long as the root system remains intact, you're gonna have to deal with reinforcements and the fact that the planet's ecosystem is still gonna be in balance. You can fuck with the timer, but you're also... then putting it in a situation where you're going to have to leave it unattended or you're going to have to leave a bunch of people behind in order to keep it safe. So either somebody fucks with the timer and then it becomes a defense mission where some of the squad has to focus on cutting a way out. You don't fuck with the timer and somebody has to stay behind and do that. Or... you fuck with the timer, or not fuck with the timer, you just do a hot shot of, you know, Ecocide into the root system, and then just move as fast as you can. This is, in no uncertain terms, a goat fuck. This has gone... Yes, you have succeeded. You were the dogs that caught the car, and fuck, what next? Because, like... As your GM, I put you in this situation, so you just have to react to it.
I have a follow-up thought. Are oh my god, sorry, my brain is trying to phrase what I'm saying. The tethers that we have are they
on the surface.
Oh, they're on the surface. Oh, okay. I was like, I was going to say, can we set up like a, wire detonation wire?
Although, it's not impossible that some of the tethers overshot as well, but that would require rooting around in an alien plant dungeon in order to find, you know.
Well, I mean...
there's no way away from the alien plant dungeon. Okay, fine.
The first... thing we can do is devote some of our forces to start fighting our way, clearing a way back to the surface.
Yes. No.
While I don't know, whoever thinks they have a shot at it tries to try to get this thing on a timer. Then we'll use whatever time that gives us and to get to the surface.
Very good. Y Company, we're going to split into two details. One, we'll defend the device and prepare it for detonation, as well as attempting to rig it to a timer. The other will attempt to clear our exit and leave Trailblazes for the remaining defense team. We will attempt to maintain communication between both detachments, and I'm afraid this is the only solution to our current situation.
Nobody's happy about that.
Yeah, I'm not happy about it either.
All right, so
where's who this wants... list of troopers?
Oh, yeah. Well, you have Yegg Company. Let's say you have four companies under your command. Everybody
are they
who's
all
not
here, God.
Yeah, they're all here.
That's so many people.
Yeah,
no
there's...
wonder.
I mean,
it's almost like it's an army.
Yeah, no wonder Sparky's having a real bad time.
Well, there's
he's never had to tell this many people what to
do. Yeah, there's eight in your company, so there's 32 total troopers that managed to succeed through the...
Gross.
Yeah. So, okay. Sparky, do you want to delegate who's going to go where?
Yeah, probably partially.
Okay, who wants to mess with the timer? Or at least try to make a timer.
What would Tom Honor do? I think he would stay behind and heroically solve the bomb.
Well, okay, you give me an NFA role in order to figure out how you're going to delegate who does what.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I just rubbed my eyes really hard.
Does anybody else want to try to make a timer, try to set up the device, investigate the area?
I have been playing with robot stuff a little bit. I will attempt to make a timer.
Okay, give me an NFA.
I have rolled under my number.
Okay. Right. So,
considering my responsibilities as a lieutenant, I think I'm obligated to ensure the mission is successful.
I mean, that was always on the cards, honestly.
Yeah.
Okay, I am going to say you can't... Okay. On a failure, I would have picked out your plan for you, but on a success, I will let you... I will either let you delegate what you want to happen and then I'll go from there, or you can I'm having a little bit of brain fart. I mean, you succeeded, so what you're gonna you just want to send people to start clearing a path, right?
Yeah, we need people to start clearing our exit, and also at the same time, preferably, like, I don't know, blocking any, like, side paths so we can't be outflanked, hopefully. If that's possible.
All right. I have to look up something real quick.
Are the aliens intangible?
Okay, do you want... you can pick two because you've succeeded. Do you want cheap, do you want good, or do you want fast?
Well, okay, we definitely want fast.
Mm-hmm.
Um, Guess we're going to go with good. Good and fast.
Okay, you're going to have to commit the other companies that aren't Yegg Squadron to the job. To clearing away. They're going to have to go out and fight and make a tunnel. They're going to have to spread out throughout the tunnel in order to efficiently hold each position. Because you are mulling this over, you're watching what's happening. The plants that you just laid waste to are just... So you're learning something fun about the stuff that you're standing in right now, which is that it's both a nutrient bath and it's acidic. It is rapidly dissolving the dead plants that you killed, and it is rapidly working on recycling them. So they're going to have to maintain these beachheads in order to, well, you know, give you a straight shot out. So everybody else who's not Yegg Squadron is going to have to get on exit duty. While you're busy relaying that information and setting it up, Deck, you are rummaging with a toolkit and some other materials and a little bit of this and a little bit of that from the drop pods. They have, like, some loose accoutrements and other sensors and stuff like that, and you are able to jury-rig a timer, or at least a remote injection sensor.
How's Ketchup doing?
Not thrilled.
Well, that sucks.
Nobody else is pretty happy about this. They're trying to get out of the acid, which is hard because it's basically up to everybody's waist height and omnipresent in the chambers that you're currently in.
Oh, it's deeper than I thought. Okay.
Yeah, you... Well, even, like, the pass that you made in the roots, like, everybody else is trying to have to find a way out. A lot of people are basically just trying to find a way up onto the root structure in order to get out of the acid. How's everybody else feeling about the situation right now? Is there anything you want to particularly do as you set up the device?
I mean, that seems to be going smoothly. The bigger issue is probably just going to be cutting a way back up to the surface, right? So,
well, that depends.
Is there any way we can...
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. What's up?
No, I don't know. I can't think of anything else to do with the device, at least.
There's not much to do. It's pretty stripped down, pretty bare bones. It was meant to survive an insertion like this. And it wasn't meant to have a timer. This is as fancy as you can make it. Yeah, you kind of have a choice. Either defend the device until they can clear a way up to the surface, and then you hit it and go. Or they get the bare minimum that they can, and then you have to hit it and run. Yep. Or hit it now and everybody runs. But it's up to you. The other companies have started to fulfill your order and have found a surface-leaning roots cave that they are starting to expand on and cut their way through. So, tell me as a group, what do you want to do?
We have a timer.
Yeah, we have good enough, I think.
Well, the longer we wait here, the more risk we place the whole operation in. Is everyone ready to go?
Yeah, let's fuck them up.
All right. Let's see. Sergeant Ramrod?
Yes, Lieutenant.
Bring up the rear. Make sure no one falls behind.
Understood, Lieutenant.
All right.
So are you going to set the device and leave?
I think so.
Okay, how long of a how long of a timer are you putting on it?
Well, we're not... we're not, like, currently under direct attack, right?
You are not currently under siege, no.
How long could it possibly take to walk out of the center of a planet? Well, not the center.
That's a great question that they could put on your tombstone, Lieutenant.
All right. I don't know. 5 minutes? 5 minutes?
I was going to say, like, 45?
45 minutes? Decadent. What if the enemy decides to take an interest in this strange inorganic device?
Yeah, that's the big problem. That's the big center of the conundrum. Leaving the device unattended and making your way out safely means that there's a chance it'll get intercepted.
That's true.
Look, if we don't complete this, then all of this will have been for nothing. We will be protected by our comrades who have already cleared part of our path for us. Trooper Deck, set the timer for 5 minutes. Everyone, let's move out.
Okay. Sergeant Ramrod is going to bring up the rear. Right. Yep. Deck, you set the timer for 5 minutes. It immediately starts counting down. Beep. Give me an NFA check. Everybody.
Gonna cause problems on purpose.
I have rolled my number.
Cool.
No, I made it.
I did not make it.
Okay, everybody has made it except for Pleather. I'm not going to be too mean. I'm just going to say, Pleather, you don't get to contribute to the upcoming dominance test. You're just lagging behind. You are, you know, the sergeant was told, hey, make sure that that's how I'll swing it. It's not that Pleather's incompetent. It's that, so the lieutenant told the sergeant, hey, make sure you bring up the rear. And then the sergeant immediately, once the lieutenant was at earshot, was like, Corporal Pleather, you're with me.
Ah, yeah, you know, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I've seen what you've done to that monstrosity of a gun you carry. I could use someone like you on my side.
So that's what everyone here says.
So, let's test for dominance. I'm going to roll for the aliens.
I did not roll successfully on a test for dominance.
Yeah.
I did.
I didn't roll either. So here's what this looks like. Yes, you have sent the entire group ahead of you. They are in the process of clearing the first beachhead when you get up there. I'm gonna roll let's be a little nice. I'm gonna roll a d4. There are 2 minutes left on the timer. I'm going to say, no, that's not fair. I'm going to say this fight is at least going to take a minute.
Okay.
So there's also, there's 16 tokens left for this mission. You wiped out the first encounter, but with your fancy new drop pods. So they have kind of... You're fighting in tunnels. It's not great. The only source of light is from your flashlights that are on your suits and all of the gunfire and the bioluminescence of the plants. The plants know this area in a staggeringly well way, and that makes it hard to aggressively fight them, especially when you are trying to push up out of a location and not from up from a known location to a unknown location and not down from a known location to an unknown location. There's a lot just operating against this entire mission. I'm not going to lie to you. So what initial range do you want to set this at?
Near?
That's typically what we do, yeah.
Okay. Works for me. We're going to start this at near. I know what the aliens are doing. I'm going to spend a token.
Uh-oh. These aliens got resources.
They do.
I'm a shoot gun.
I'm also a shoot gun.
I'm a shoot gunner.
I'm going to shoot my gun.
Wow. Bad luck for combat. Yeah.
You've got combat drugs.
No. Yeah, I'm out of combat drugs, yes.
I there am also going to shoot and make it for once in a very long time.
2, 3, 2.
Yeah, that's a success. Not a very high success, but yes.
Let me roll for the aliens. Oh, they actually make it. Very nice.
Oh.
Damn. Okay.
A lot of stuff happening at once.
Oh, yes.
That's tunnel fighting.
That is indeed tunnel fighting. So I gave them 5 tokens for this. They have spent 1 token. This is just going to wipe them out. But they are also going to get their blood in, as it were. So, Sparky, you're using the heavy machine gun?
Yes.
Roll your damage. Show me what it looks like.
18. Sparky, I guess when we, like, reach the mass of plant beasts, just, like, goes into, like, a, like a combat slide, basically, to go prone, and immediately just start firing from position.
Yeah, it's very interesting. You slide, and you slide more than you intend because of the low gravity, but then the kick of your gun basically just acts against as an outside force. You know what I mean? Like, you're going too fast, and then you're basically using your gun to boost backwards.
I forgot about the low gravity.
Yeah, it's
that's cool.
Everybody's feeling very cumbersome and not having a great time. Everybody else. So mutually, 69 Pleather and Deck, you all take a kill. As in the process of your attacks, what happens is, there are these weird flitting aliens that are moving around. They are plants. They are of different shapes and sizes. And what they are trying to do is they are trying to get back and make distance. So they'd be fighting at a far distance. And in the process, what they're doing to lay down suppressing attacks is suddenly the air is just full of high pressure jets of bright purple liquid.
Don't like that.
And your suits just start reading acidity warning as the liquid starts to eat through your suits and hurt you.
Are we taking a kill? Or?
Yeah, you're all taking a kill. You get your kills in as well, but you're all taking a kill.
Okay.
You can presumably use your armor if you don't.
Yeah, I was going to say, can we use our armor?
Sure.
Okay.
69 marks your armor. Yeah, everybody roll your kills.
I'm also marking my armor.
I'm just taking a kill.
Not great still. Another 3 kills.
Yeah, a hail of bullets and energy just... They were doing a good job. trying to hold this location, but they just didn't have the sheer overwhelming firepower that you were able to bring to bear. And you just blow straight through the choke point that the plants were trying to assemble. And the sergeant of Yellow Company, Sergeant Twitch. Twitch of Yellow Company looks at Sparky and says, "Sir?
Sergeant?
Thank
We're
you.
Leaving.
We're leaving?
We're leaving. We do not have time.
Yellow Company, you heard the man, we're leaving." And everybody just starts packing up all of their stuff that they were going to use in order to maintain the attempt at perimeters. Because...
Yeah, sorry, everyone.
Yeah, they... Yeah.
We're not staying here anymore.
Yeah.
They can stay and defend it if they really want to.
No. The sergeant's not take... the lieutenant said we're leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you are crawling through tunnels. Somebody make some kind of NFA check in order to figure out, like, an efficient way through. There's no, failure for this. It's just gonna cover where you're fighting, color where you're fighting next.
Hmm. Okay. I failed my role to do that.
Deck has failed, her reckoning role. That's wonderful. So, did I ever tell you about that time I got trapped in a cave?
No.
No.
I got trapped in a cave.
No.
Oh, that sucks.
I've told you.
I hope you got out.
Oh, yeah, probably.
I was with a camp. There was a course on caving and spelunking that you could take. One of the interesting things about caves is just how you have to travel by lying on your back and using your back muscles to move for the most part.
Yeah.
Because if you're doing it on your hands and knees, that's multiple points of failure. You're putting multiple stresses on your joints. And it also means that your legs and your hands are occupied when you're moving through a cave. So everybody's moving on their backs through the root system as you are desperately trying to escape the incoming problem. And as you're wiggling and moving, and some of the troopers are complaining about their Mandalorian armor getting stuck, that's when the lieutenants... That's when Dex... watch goes off and just starts beeping because 5 minutes is up. You do not know how close you are to the surface. The Ecocide has been deployed. You are on your backs in a root cave system, just slowly crawling your way forward.
Victory.
How does everybody feel about this moment?
If we look like back and or down... Can we, is there any change in the atmosphere now that the system has gone off?
Friend?
Is there a wave of acid coming up at us?
Friend?
That we can see?
You are stuck in a cave. If you look back, you see the person behind you.
Okay.
Does the cave feel more apocalyptic?
It doesn't feel great to begin with.
Fair enough.
But no, everybody, I guess I really should have considered it. Some of you might be claustrophobic. That's my apologies. I will make sure to put a notification on that on this episode. Yeah, how do y'all feel about this? How does the situation feel? How does Sparky's very first lieutenant mission feel?
Sparky, feels great. No, Sparky feels like this is going awful, but
it feels very on brand for his like first mission to be one where we're just sort of like sent down with a bomb with no timer. Like, sure, of course.
What was that player? How's player feeling?
Probably should have set a little bit more time on a timer. A little more.
In retrospect. I am a little grouchy about that.
Sparky is thinking to himself, probably should have set more time on that timer.
Your internal sensors are registering just the humidity. It is moist in here. There are spores that are just floating. The ground is just shitty and like fine beneath you as you just inch your ways forward. Let's test for dominance. Oh, they made it. Yay.
Nope.
Yay.
My number.
I rolled crappy.
It's my number.
I gotta check something real quick. I think the aliens actually get to set the...
You did? What?
For this. Because they got the higher success.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, equal to or under. Successes are ordered from the highest roll to the lowest. The only other person...
I succeeded. The alien, the GM gets to set the initial
roll. I succeeded.
Oh, Sparky succeeded. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Of course, Sparky succeeded.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah. I'm so good at this.
Never mind.
Nothing bad has ever happened with Lieutenant Sparky in command.
Jess is not allowed to have fun with the aliens kill everyone.
Catch up, stop grumbling. We'll let you make me a steak-em when I get back.
Ew. A steak-em?
I do not say that. I think ketchup would die. Just die on the spot. Okay, I like near range. We're in like a person-sized tunnel?
Yes.
How are we supposed to fight anyone in this?
Carefully.
Very carefully.
Oy, oy, oy.
I mean, more specifically, you are like... It is not a one person at a time tunnel. You are basically in a crawl space, like underneath a house.
Okay.
But this was like the best thing that Deck could find that moved anywhere close to up. Everywhere else, it was just single file.
Well, I guess we want to be at near still. That's just where we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me what you're gonna do. I did four threat tokens. I did five threat tokens last time, so there's 11 left. I'm gonna do four for this one. I'm gonna hold the rest in the rears for the big fight.
Yep. Sounds good.
Time to shoot. Can I use strength?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ooh. I am going to say that probably included in the canon of the Steward religion are vaguely disguised tales of somebody's time in the Vietnam War.
Oh, that's gotta
years
be
and,
old
years and years ago.
Lore, but sure.
Oh, no. Well, that what I'm saying is I'm sure that some of the foundational members of this cult were probably the kind of guys who had, like, the proud Vietnam veteran, like, hats and stickers on everything, and they never let it go, etc., etc.
Happy 4th of July, and everyone.
Yes. Exactly. We're tunnel fighting.
Yeah, you're tunnel fighting.
I don't know where else I'm supposed to go.
No, that's perfect.
But what I'm saying is I almost feel like there would be something in the Steward Bible about, like, fighting thinly veiled horrible allegories in, like, a sort of, like, hell like this.
Yeah, so what did it look like when you were reading your Bible growing up and just thumbing over the interestingly phrased stuff. Like, give us a look at little 69 studying the good book.
Little 69.
Little 69.
Back when she was just 23.
What?
Yeah.
Not only was I going to say that, I was going to say that exact number.
Wow.
I wasn't going to say that number. I was thinking lowercase 69, which is not a thing.
I was thinking lowercase 69 too.
What does a lowercase 69 look like? I don't know what that means.
Lowercase 69 sounds like something Detective Tutuola would be talking about on Law & Order.
Lowercase 69 is one of my favorite SoundCloud rappers. No, but go ahead.
This is just sort of the days before she understood the specifics. You know, this was when she was very, very young child. Just kind of understood things in the broad strokes, but still wanted to read the book that her parents were always talking about, mm-hmm. even though it was very difficult for her. And a lot of, like, how she learned to read and sort of understand these things was unfortunately from reading their weird Bible.
Mm-hmm. All right, what are you going to put down as your strength? I mean, you can think about it, but...
Shit.
I'm more interested in what it looks like for you to actually apply that to immediately just end the encounter and defeat the monsters, because I can tell you what it is that they're going to be doing for this.
I really just want to say that, you know, she gets her shit together and can actually shoot straight for a second. Her hand is steady and there are not a lot of places that she needs to shoot because it's so narrow. It becomes very easy to just sort of hold down the trigger, reload when necessary, and just keep walking forward.
Crawling forward on your back.
Sure.
Upside down shooting.
What this looks like is you are crawling through a crawl space on your backs. You have your guns at the ready. This is infinitely more doable due to the fact that it's low gravity. You are able to make any sort of time and movements. And as you are moving, that's when you see the presence of the colorful flowers just out there in the darkness. This is not a luminescent area. In fact, now that you notice it, the roots have stopped being luminescent.
Oh.
And that's when you see the plants that are basically on the corners and... you realize you've been spotted as the roots of the smaller roots of plants just start to impale through the roots, through the roof and the ground of the soil to try to stab at you. That's their attack. They are stabbing at you while you are trapped in close quarters. But 69, you were able to call on the stories that you have read and... just, you become the tip of the spear as you just start putting them down one by one with pretty little headshots. And everybody's a little banged up, everybody's a little unhappy, everybody's coated in dirt and mud and, you know, plant ichor. But you continue crawling on and on and on, and you make it to, you know, where you are intending to go. And just emerged out the other side into kind of like a waterfall. It's like a cenote, you know what I mean? It's an underground lake. It would have been colorful. You can tell.
Are the waters still clean?
Yes. Like, it would have been colorful.
You all can't hear the fireworks going off, like, right outside my window.
Same.
Thankfully, no.
Okay.
It's picking up a little bit on my mic, but not awfully. But yeah, it's like an underground scene today. You have a feeling that, judging by all the routes that are, like, threaded through this, it would have been, like, colorful. It would have been a place of nature and sustenance as the roots drew the water deep into the heart of the planet.
I know exactly what this would look like. Yeah.
I mean, I can also tell you what, like, a visual reference, what it would have looked like if the roots were still alive would be. It would look like the aquarium from Spec Ops The Line.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, it's just dead quiet as you are trudging through the water, just wiping off the dirt and the muck and the grime of the detritus as you push forward. Nobody's happy. Nobody's happy. The atmosphere just feels wrong without the color. Like, it's clear that it worked. You were perhaps expecting, like, an earth-shattering kaboom, but the lack of a greater reaction has everybody on edge, and the air is just electric with anticipation.
Right. Incredible shooting, Trooper 69.
Yep. Just looks very higher.
Did you roll your kills?
Oh yeah, that's right. You gotta roll kills.
You gotta roll kills. Oh. Need those
just
numbers.
Roll my highest again?
Just roll your best.
Mm-hmm.
Ten.
Oh, okay, sure.
Your gun only has a D10?
Yeah.
I thought you had upgraded the... Oh, I think, right, you were upgrading the close on your...
Yes.
Right.
Because sometimes they get close, and getting one kill to close range sucks.
That's, you know, that's fair.
Yeah.
So, yeah. How are you getting out of this, right, folks?
Y Company. All right.
Can we find our way? How close should we be to one of those tethers?
Yeah. So the question is, how close are you to the surface?
Yeah.
That's a great question. Does somebody want to make some kind of check in order to figure it out?
I suppose so.
I'll be happy to give it a shot. I have rolled my number.
That's your number.
All right, you're
my number. My number is.
Yeah, nice. You were able to start getting radio from where you're located. You have been consistently moving up this entire time. That has been the good part of it. So you're not too far, but then there's also the great American question of, well, when you're in a cave, how do you know which way up will actually bear out? So you are close. You're not out yet.
Right.
All right.
Well, Lieutenant, you got the ideas?
Look at my sheet, see if I have any fun gear.
Hell, your Mandelbrite armor has whatever the hell you want it to.
Yep. I think that going slightly up is for suckers. And all right, everyone, this is just like when Tom Honor trapped it.
Get off the stage.
And just like, shut your lips.
Just
purple.
Like. Oh, man. Just like when Tom Honor was trapped in the caves of the deadly mole people, there was seemingly an endless tunnel in front of him, but he realized that the ceiling above him was thin and brittle and easily broken through with the tools he had at hand. Everyone, turn your Mandelbrite armors, welding torches onto full blast, aim at the ceiling. We're going to dig our way out to the next chamber.
Okay.
Well, it's not the worst idea I've heard today.
It's just corny as shit. I know. Sparky
no,
doesn't
No, the worst
that.
Idea was that. Probably putting just 5 minutes on the timer.
We're also alive.
True.
All right. It's yeah.
Yeah. Who wants to make an NFA check? Actually, everybody make an NFA check.
I'll do it. I'm doing it. No, my welding torch.
I've rolled successfully.
Am I the only one that failed?
Yes.
Cool. So. Too busy thinking about Tom Honor.
All right. So you have to, in order to successfully do this, you're going to have to, you can't just point up at the ceiling because you are in an underground lake. So using a little bit of circumnavigation, you have to find the spot where you can get closest to the ceiling in order to just directly put your welding torches up to in order to do that, right?
Right.
Sparky, who's dying?
Ah, piss. Let me go look at the list.
I feel like by... Ketchup, obviously.
Well, no, I was going to say by the law of narrative irony has to be Goncharov because he said we're going to live forever.
Oh, did Gontrav say that?
Gontrav did say that.
It would also be very funny if we never found out anything about Gontrav. I think Ketchup has to stick around. Personally.
I could always roll a D4. Well, actually, I could always roll a D5, because I would put the Sergeant on there.
Oh, you're going to kill 69?
Sergeant.
No.
Unless you want to field promote 69.
Kill the sergeant. I mean, 69 is promoted. You know, you want to just roll randomly?
Okay. Let me get the
maybe,
dice.
Maybe the sergeant will die, and then Pleather could get field promoted.
No, that's not how that works.
Oh, damn.
Okay, I am going to look at the list of this because your lieutenant is a coward and refuses to take responsibility for his failures.
I'll make a choice.
No,
I'll do it.
All right. So on a one, it's Ramrod. On a two, it's Ketchup. On a three, it's Valley Girl. On a four, it's Goncharov. On a five, it's I don't know. Well, rip Goncharov.
I loved him.
So you have all squatted around, and you're just burning a hole through the ceiling of the cave, and it succeeds. The heat just causes the rock to splinter and crack and slam into the water, and then the roof really starts coming down, and the rock starts to collapse through the roots, which are now dead. And now the lake is starting to drain out into the under zone that you were previously in. You can see the fragments of like light up above. And everybody's just like, oh, okay, so we're really close to the surface. And that's when the rock that you're standing on just from the root system starting to collapse because it was dead. Now you're starting to cut at it by dropping very large rocks on it. the structure you're on collapses and Goncharov falls into the darkness.
Well,
everyone tests for dominance.
Taken too soon.
Too soon.
They don't make it.
I also do not make it.
Nope.
I made it.
I also made it.
Deck has higher number than me.
All right, so, you can see the sky above, which is great. You can also see the trees starting to turn towards you.
That's good.
Is it?
Well, it means I know that I'm north.
Yeah, the trees literally start turning towards you all.
I thought that was just the moss.
The trees start turning toward... Yeah. Okay.
I get it. It's a joke.
They're just happy to see us.
No, they're not.
Oh,
so where are you going to start this at?
I guess we're starting at Nier, as is the way.
Okay. I know what the aliens are doing. There are seven dice left in this fight. Or seven threat tokens left in this fight. The aliens are spending a token.
I want to do some shooty. No, I don't.
Yeah.
Rudy, tooty, point
I'm shooting. I did not.
Oh, wait, no. I'll use my combat drugs. You can use your drugs. Because I forgot that I had that.
Yeah, I'm also doing that.
Oh, no. Getting that extra point.
Wow, okay, so... Wait, what happens when I roll a 10? I get a kill.
You take a kill. Drugs bad.
Ah, drugs bad. Oh.
Okay, so the aliens didn't succeed. Who succeeded?
Me.
I did. Yeah.
Okie dokie. So they are literally just like... at a distance, trying to impale you on roots and throwing caustic and acidic materials at you, snapping at you, just trying to keep you in the hole as the hole collapses. And the planet starts to just collapse all around you. They're not doing a good job of keeping you of really succeeding at that. And that's when you notice that they're starting to get, like, bigger?
What?
Just, like, bigger. Yeah. So, Pleather, roll your kills. Mm-hmm. How's Pleather doing? What's Pleather doing?
I gotta roll my kills.
I'm a little bit annoyed at how little could be killing. God dang. Still
yeah, you are
great.
Not rolling hot.
This is the curse of rolling a D100.
Yeah. 59. I'm rolling good on killing.
I'm doing okay on kills tonight.
Hey, this is a good day for Sparky.
Everything's coming up Sparky.
I mean, you've been sincerely putting in a lot of kills.
Yep.
But yeah, no, you're blowing
one extra
like,
point.
You're not getting like the kills that you wanted, but you're plugging away, Pleather. You were doing a good job raining down laser death upon these fucking plants. How about you, Sparky? How's it feel to operate the gun that goes boom, boom, boom?
It feels really weird because we're on a low gravity planet, so it's like actually even easier to hold and handle, except also it means that it swings around more wildly. Excuse me?
Yeah, watch out for friendly fire, Sparky.
All that. So, you know, he's kind of doing his best to brace it and move in a circle fashion, pointing up at the deadly trees.
And Deck?
As soon as I am out of that hole, as soon as I see those trees moving, I am aiming directly at the root systems. I'm basically... trying to trip them up. There are trees hitting the ground. Like, I'm just It's like in Predator, I'm just mowing them down with fire.
Yeah, that makes sense. Alright, well, the aliens get stronger. Yeah, they make it.
No.
Hey, you know what I haven't done yet?
No.
Cocaine?
A strength.
No, wait, you used your drugs. You want to use a strength?
I will go ahead and use a strength.
Alright.
Deck is gunning for another special medal, huh? Yeah, go ahead, use your strength.
Well, that... Alright, so... Deck, as a child, was in the Girl Scouts. She got kicked out of the Girl Scouts for trying to do a haunted house spirit badge and breaking into somebody's actual house.
Oh, no.
But she was, like, very good at the outdoorsy stuff, like camping, scouting, navigating. And that's kind of been happening here. Like, she led people through that weird storm on the last planet. She found that tunnel on this planet. So I'm going to say navigation as a strength here.
Oh.
And in this case, that means I am just going to grab the other troopers, catch up Valley Girl, I don't know. And I'm going to pull them off to the side, and we are just going to flank the shit out of these trees. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just going to isolate a route through them, and we are just going to run. And just lay down suppressing fire. And kill a bunch of them while we're at it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're doing enough damage, and you're causing enough trees to fall, and the surface is now destabilized, and so is the integral root system of the planet that just... The tectonic activity of Wyndham is off the fucking charts at the moment. Yeah, you successfully end the encounter. You put down the last of them as you are showing some initiative and assuming momentary commands while allowing everybody else the opportunity to get out of the rapidly increasing sinkhole as just... It's like being on the edge of an hourglass, just the way that it is rapidly starting to implode in on itself. The planet's not exploding. They thought, like, if we destroyed that, the planet would probably, like, explode or, like, drift apart. The planet is condensing. The planet is rapidly folding in on itself in order to become just a airless, barren rock. Just clinging to itself, and maybe eventually one day it'll pick up more particulate and become a star. But it is rapidly going from a planet to a dwarf planet due to the efforts of the Terran Expeditionary Force as you make it to the surface and the dropship comes down and all of the troopers are looking around like, holy shit, only one of us died.
And that guy said he was going to live forever, so he's probably fine down there, really.
yeah.
All right, everyone. Everyone to the drop pods. Or to the drop chip, whatever. Mm-hmm. The upsy-gozy.
Yeah, the,
up pods.
Yeah. The... It seems to be a running theme with your group that exfil tends to be a rather frantic affair, and decorum goes by the wayside as everybody just starts clambering into the dropship. they use some, well, not even use some. There is a note that the drop pods will be collected from the planet by technicians and a recovery team, so you don't have to worry about that. Getting everybody off the planet is the most important part. So you get on the ship. Lieutenant Teflon, or Captain Teflon, looks at all of you with a wide smile. And he's like, well, I knew you were the companies for the job. Excellent work, as always. It didn't go to plan, but hey, you... overcame adversity and managed to succeed in the face of a shocking upset, and my hat is off to you Yegg Squadron, Lieutenant, Sergeant, Corporal, all of you wonderful squads who keep getting the job done. Trooper Deck.
Yes.
Your aux cord. Play us out.
All right. I am doing the space future equivalent of King Diamond's The Invisible Guest.
Ooh, very nice. Mm.
And I got to roll my kills for that last one.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
I'll take 6 more kills.
Very good. Yeah, you fly back to the Burden of Consequence. You don't have to sit in decontamination this time. Everybody's armor goes off to get repaired and cleaned up. 69, you are given a medical shot in order to take the overdose edge off. And...
thank God.
You did it. That was Planet Wyndham.
Eco societied.
We live in an eco society. Don't laugh.
The creeping choker.
Don't. That was nothing. Don't. Cool.
Yay.
Yay.
All right.
As we're on our way back up on the dropship, Sparky does say, let's have a few moments of silence for Trooper Goncharov. Their boundless optimism was an inspiration to all of us.
Yeah, moment of silence. Had.
All right.
Well, while the moment of silence is happening, you can hear Pleather just saying, 33 kills, fucking bullshit, fucking horseshit.
Oh, that's our Pleather.
Oh, can I do my roll to increase rank since I use a strength?
Not yet.
We'll do it next time.
We'll remember for next time.
No.
I mean, do you want it to just be like a scene, or do you want to just like...
Well, no, I just wanted to see if I actually make the roll or not, but no, it'll wait. It'll keep.
We also have other things to do in the meantime. We'll do another right. development system, another downtime next time. So who killed the most creatures in the mission?
Got 59.
It may have been Sparky.
So, yep.
I got 26.
16.
Hey, congrats, Sparky. You got a level.
Woo!
Okay, everybody roll a d10. That's not Sparky.
Damn.
Okay, 69 and Pleather, roll off.
Hey.
Pleather gets the level anyway.
Yeah.
All right. FA10, not delayed.
Invincible killing machine.
Great at everything else. Alrighty. At the end of every mission, each survivor's gonna step up a weapon. So step up one weapon for free.
Two, yep. What is the what did it look?
Okay. I've stepped up my power claw.
Ooh.
I think
to D10. And I boosted my FA to 4 from 3.
It goes from... what's after 1?
D6.
D6.
I think I'm going to... yeah, I'm going to... update my hand-to-hand, I think.
D6.
Not a bad choice.
These hands are registered weapons. Oh my god, there are people right outside setting off fireworks.
I wish they would macro less. It's not picking up, at least.
Yeah, it's just really annoying.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, there are people who were... I could see them out my window. They were just setting off, like... not sparklers, but the ones that literally just explode on the ground, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. Like the fountains, or?
Yeah. No, more like just the you ones that like just kind of bumble around on the ground, and like the long strings of the firecrackers? Yeah, just
like a string firecracker.
Yeah. Setting mm-hmm. that off, like, right in the parking lot across the street. I can see it from here.
They shouldn't do that. Sparklers are a bad idea. Well, home.
It's remarkable.
It's a bad idea.
It's remarkable. Even sparklers.
Mm-hmm.
Hold hot magnesium on a stick.
Right. Let's give out some medals. Has anybody had more than 10 wounds?
No. Not me.
Not yet.
Has anybody broken 100 kills? That's not Pleather.
I'm 3 away!
Oh my god, really?
And away.
Yeah.
Okay. Deck, you get another Crimson Sword.
Yay.
Or no, my bad. You get a bar on your Crimson Sword. Which is, you know, pretty much the same thing, but...
Just the Crimson Sword. Yay.
Okay. That was Planet Wyndham. Boy, I wish I got to demonstrate what the alien special ability was.
Was it embiggening?
They had the enrage power.
Ooh.
What that means is... let me check. These beasts grow stronger the more they are provoked. By expending one threat token, this ability raises alien ability by 1 point for each turn of combat. So, in the first round, the GM rolls using AA, then the next turn plus one, and then so on. The maximum possible is 10. So the longer you fight them, the more dangerous they get.
Mm.
Which would have been more intimidating if they didn't have an alien ability of 3.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't just stomp a hole in them with your brand new drop ships, drop pods.
Yeah. And just also using strengths.
Well, I mean, the strength is the strength. It's fine. You also had some really good rolls tonight, just in general.
Yes.
Mm.
Except for Pleather.
Sorry. You mean you hit? Well, you shot them, but you didn't get follow up.
The D100.
Kirby. Yeah, that's the curse of the D100.
Yep. Number extremely big. Maybe.
Sometimes number small.
Mm-hmm.
Now Sparky has 1 unused strength and 2 unused weaknesses.
Yep.
Wahoo.
Mm-hmm. So...
Just remember, the lowest ranked characters in the squad can use Force Weakness.
That's true. If
you want to fuck up Sparky's day.
They can also use it on Pleather.
That's true, yeah.
Sparky's not allowed to Force Weakness on anyone.
Nope. I only promote excellence. What was 69's strength?
Yeah, what'd you end up calling it?
Bible studies?
Yeah, that works.
Bible studier.
Ooh, you're a Bible studier. You like to study Bibles.
So I was studying my Bible, Bible studier.
So this is Planet Wyndham. I had the idea of just, what if it worked too well? What then?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I thought it would be very funny that it wasn't just another go here, do a thing. It was, you're here, leave.
I got legitimately a little confused when you're like, you're here. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Plus, I wanted to like demonstrate how... Sorry, go ahead.
No, I would say it was the planetary equivalent of they're here from last time.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
We're here.
But yeah. Any questions, comments, suggestions?
No, I had a good time. Thank you all for booing at me.
I'm glad that 69 got to play her music. I'm glad that somebody challenged somebody playing their music. I'm glad it was Pleather.
Yep.
I'm actually pretty interested that only one person died. That was neat.
Yeah. It went remarkably well.
Considering the clusterfuck, yeah, he did a good job.
See, the trick is, if you set the timer on the bomb to a very long number, there's no drama, and everyone knows that heroes succeed when the drama is highest.
if you set the timer for like a long period of time, I would have had the aliens disable the bomb. Yeah. The final encounter would have been, you have to go back in.
Good news, we have a hole directly back down to where we were.
Yep, but then you would have had to escape from the center of the Earth. So that's the trade-off.
Yep.
Yeah, this has been the Coffin Club. My name is Jess. I've been the GM. Don't eradicate environments. Don't. In reverse alphabetical order. Got anything to say, Sparky?
You should pay attention when people are explaining the particulars of any kind of job or assignment. Just so you know whether there's low gravity or not.
Did you say something? What? What happened?
What? Did I cut out?
No, I'm fucking with you.
Huh? No. No, I've been owned.
I'm sorry. I'm messing with you. 69.
Don't. If you have to get rid of a tree, just get rid of it. Don't use like crazy. Pesticides, just chop the fucking thing down.
Don't make sure you actually have the right to chop it down, or else you're going to be in the realm of tree law.
Ooh, that's right. Yeah, that's going to be the next planet. You're going to go to tree court.
To be tried for tree murder.
I've seen that episode of Aqua Teen Hunger Force. How about you, Pleather?
It's been Pleather. Don't listen to the particulars of a mission. Just let your superiors do that. And if they mess it up, they'll be the ones blamed.
You're so right, Basti.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
No rules, just right, shoot your gun. That's what the upside of being a corporal is.
Yep.
Did you say bupside?
Upside.
Okay.
This is going to be on tape. I'm going to know whether or not I said bupside. Don't put in the papers I said bupside.
Bubside is when Bubsy does something successfully.
Yep.
That's right. The Brigadier General is Bubsy, and then you're going to go into battle, and then, you know, it's, well, what could possibly go wrong? Dropship license, what for?
Then he steps on the button and kills us all.
Campaign over. Bubsy did it.
Bubsy.
How about you, Deck?
Bubsy only has one wound on his character sheet.
That's very true.
Anyway, I think the moral of the story tonight is don't set off fireworks while people are podcasting. It's rude.
Very true. That's right. We are the true holiday of America, our podcast.
Happy Caesar Salad Day.
That's right.
Happy Battle of Vicksburg Day.
Anyway.
This has been the Coffin Club. Tip your waiter, tip your waitress, tip your waitrex. We hope to all see you again next time when we do a downtime episode of 316 Carnage Amongst the Stars. Say goodnight, everybody.
Bye. Good night. Say goodnight. Bye.
Goodbye.
Take care, everybody.